Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
I somehow have I have a transaction on my credit card for this company, and I don't know what it is or where it came from.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
Yeah, it's 430 85.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Ashley Butler.
Okay.
I have two
Give me one.
transactions, one for like a $7.95 and then one for $67.
Okay, and can you verify that shipping address for me, please?
Yeah, it's 1050 Landings Loop, Columbus, Ohio, 43085.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Just give me one second, okay? I'm sorry, it is pulling up very slow.
Okay.
Okay, do you recall going in on November 27th, placing an order for the cure set?
No. I don't even know what that.
Okay, so you,
You said a cure set?
yes, ma'am. So that and you said you didn't recall placing that, so we will consider that fraud. So I will have to cancel out this account, and then I will have to get you over to the fraud department regarding those charges.
What is that? A cure set?
So it's basically like a cookware set, if I'm not mistaken. So it's like a cookware set.
Is it like a pan?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so like there was, I won something through an email that said I just had to pay shipping. Is that what this is? But then
Yes,
it charged,
ma'am.
so why would it charge me $67? It said it was only going to charge me $7 for the shipping.
So it states in those terms and conditions that it's not an automatic win. When you pay the $7.95, you enter into a drawing to win that. And you do have a certain amount of days to call in and get it canceled before it enroll you into a monthly subscription. So
So
that's
can
why
I
it had
cancel
charged.
it?
Yes, ma'am, just give me one second so I can get it canceled for
And
you.
can I get a refund back for the 67? Because I really don't want that. I thought it just, I did not see that. It did not say that in the thing that I read. It just said you win this and you get to pay if you pay the so I don't know if it was in really tiny fine print, but it was through Kohl's and said, "Oh, you won this set." And I it said if you pay X, Y, and Z amount, you get, it was like just for shipping, you would get this thing. And honestly, I never usually do it. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. Like if I got it for free.
So, yes, ma'am, it does state in those terms and conditions that you will be enrolled to a monthly subscription. So, technically, they will consider that a valid charge, but I can offer a courtesy refund, a
Thank you.
35% refund of that charge, and no problem.
So what do I get for the $67? So are they sending me the pan?
So,
I feel like this is a big fraud. I'm not gonna lie. Like that, nowhere in the terms did it state, and you're only giving me 35% back of my money. Like nowhere did it state that that was what was happening, or it was really, really tiny in print.
Yes, ma'am, it's not a fraud. But for the $67 and for that membership, you receive a $135 voucher in your email. Now, let me talk it over with my supervisor
I've
regarding
never
that
received a
refund.
$130 voucher in my email.
Okay, let me talk it over with my supervisor regarding that refund.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I did talk it over with my supervisor, and she did advise me the most that I can refund is 50% of that charge, because that is a valid charge, and it does state it in the terms and conditions.
Then where's this $150 that I'm supposed to get of a
voucher? So do you not? So do you
I don't
not
have
see
anything
it
in my email? So like,
okay, I can get a resent to you. Because I'm trying to explain, and you just. Okay, well, the most that I can refund is a 50% refund on that charge.
Okay, can I talk to your supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. I'm capable of handling the call.
I know, but I'd like to talk to your supervisor because I'm not going to accept that $67 charge. And so if I'll dispute it through my credit card company, but this is ridiculous. Like that was very your that email that you sent out for a free pan set. It was through Kohl's for one. And like that is very, very fraudulent. And I will definitely put this on the news. I will take legal action. Like this is ridiculous. Like my sister's a lawyer, and that like there's
yes,
no
ma'am, that's fine, but is
that like valid? And that you're gonna charge me $70, almost $80 for something that I don't get anything for? Like I'm not gonna use this voucher. Like I just want my money back. I don't care about the voucher. I don't care about anything. I just want the money back because I'm not getting anything for the money. Hello.
Okay, I'm still here. I was letting you finish talk. So I'm going to fully refund you that charge, but with it being in the terms and conditions, we do advise customers to read those terms and conditions because it is considered a valid charge.
Yeah, I'll never do it again. And I'll never do it again. So you're going to refund me the full $67?
Yes.
I'll pay the shipping. I'll pay the $7.95. That's what I thought I signed up for, but I will not pay that $67.
It's already been fully refunded back to you. It will be back in your bank within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No. Do you have a validation code or anything so that if it doesn't show up, like I know I can call and it's been.
I have a cancellation. I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, perfect. What's that number?
It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
Okay.
966.
Okay.
112.
And I'm sorry. I know this is not your fault. It's just really frustrating to all of a sudden have it. And trust me, I've never done anything like that before. And I thought, oh, that's nice. It's through Kohl's. So thank you so much.
No, it's fine. I understand.
Great day.
You as well. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.